Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Continuing labor pain at Boeing, 64% of striking machinists voted to reject the aerospace giant's latest contract offer against the backdrop of the company's chilling earnings report.
The walkout by its union machinists is costing Boeing about $1 billion a month, according to industry estimates, contributing to the $6 billion loss the company's reporting for the third quarter. Kelly Ortberg came on as CEO just 2 months ago and says the previously announced layoff of 17,000 workers may be only a start.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The U.S. says they'll be fair game for the Ukrainians, the White House announcing that as many as 3,000 North Korean troops are now training in Russia. The U.S. suspects they'll be deployed into Russia's war on Ukraine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lowered the minimum recommended age for the pneumonia vaccine from the current 65 to 50. This is ABC News. Striking machinists at Boeing rejected the aerospace giant's latest contract offer.
On the same day, the Boeing announced a $6 billion loss in the third quarter at striking airplane makers who build the 737, 767, and 777 voted on Boeing's latest contract offer. It would have come with a 35% pay raise, but it did not include the return of their pensions, which went away a decade ago. The workers are adamant a deal must include the comeback of their pensions. Boeing has indicated that is a non-starter. The workers voted by 64% to reject Boeing's latest offer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
From Houston, word of the death at age 115 of Elizabeth Francis, oldest living person in the U.S. and, according to the LongevaQuest database, the third oldest person in the world. A spokesman there says Elizabeth Francis was the 21st oldest American ever and the 54th oldest person to ever live. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2 75-cent cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won their season opener last night in Philly, 124-109 over the 76ers. Head coach Doc Rivers very pleased with the effort on defense from Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Our bigs protected the basket the entire night, and they made some tough shots. And you can see they were exhausted. You know, driving into the trees, that's exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur bringing in his best friend and former New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh to Green Bay. LaFleur says says he wants the former 49ers defensive coordinator to review the Packers on offense this week. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Now, the last time Wisconsin beat a top-ranked team at home was in 2010 when they defeated number 1-ranked Ohio State. Luke Fickell.
It's a night game. It's later in the day. We know there's going to create an environment that's going to be really exciting and fun. I think that's what we need to look at, not, hey, what are these guys ranked?
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, mid-30s in the overnight. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine to start the day, but some clouds on the way in the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. It's 36 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Racine. We're coming to you from Radio Park in Racine, our new home. So glad to have you along. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Mm-hmm. Coming up at 10:33, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be joining us. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's first day of early voting. And if you voted early, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, please.
And what your experience was like.
Record-breaking numbers.
Record-breaking numbers, it looks like, coming in from Wisconsin and kind of around the country.
Yeah.
So we will be talking to the Lieutenant Governor right after the 10:30 news. Next hour in the 11 o'clock hour, Sid Chartier, I believe is how you pronounce her last name.
I believe so.
She is an author. She had an article in the Huffington Post about her experience growing up in a religious cult and what she has learned to look for as far as signs of potentially being in a cult.
Yes.
It should be a very interesting conversation. That is right after the 11 o'clock news. And then, of course, it's Wednesday, so Dr. Laura Hanks will be here with public service announcements. We'll wrap it all up as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the, well, that went well edition. Kind of a questionable thing. Not sure. So if you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me. Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. And a reminder, like we said, in-person absentee voting, which is also known as early voting, got underway across Wisconsin. If you want more information, we have so much great stuff on our website.
Yeah.
Not just voter information, if you need that, but there's a whole bunch of news stories. Mm-hmm. Our news team's really been doing a great job. Go to civicmedia.us/vote.
Yeah.
And check that out. Lots of great resources there. And I have a blog.
That's Calvin. Did you know that Jane had? Good morning, Calvin. By the way, Jane has a blog.
You know, Jane is just a do-it-all celebrity.
I mean, it's a Renaissance woman of just radio broadcasting personality.
Yeah,
blogger.
Yeah, everybody's got a blog. So now I have a blog. Check out my blog. You can find that too at civicmedia.us. And if you ever have something you would like me to blog about, you can email that in as well.
You should blog about your blog.
I could do that. We'll do a blog. We're going to start off, though. We talk so much about the things which divide us.
Yes.
I believe that this is something that we can all agree on.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. We will find out. This happened in Springfield, Missouri. We're only 13 days out from the election.
Yeah.
In Springfield, Missouri, Laura McCaskill had her sign stolen again. She is a Harris Walz supporter. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth sign that has been stolen from our yard. And she and her partner decided to try something different with their newest replacement sign. So they put an Apple AirTag on it.
Very smart.
And over the weekend, their sign got stolen, along with almost 59 other signs.
And how would they know that?
Because the tracker worked. And the tracker tracked the vehicle.
Yeah.
And we have sound from this. Kind of an interesting exchange, Calvin. I may ask you to stop it when we're a little way through because I want to point some things out. But please play clip number one, please, about sign stealing.
Hi, my mom called me saying that you guys were looking for
them. Yeah, so we had some items taken from our neighborhood, and one of the items had an Apple tracker in it, and it tracks to the trunk of your vehicle.
Yeah.
Did you open the trunk of your vehicle and show us that it's not there?
I mean, yeah, I don't know why it would be tracking that.
Because people
steal
them?
Either,
yeah.
But it does. I can show you that it does if you'd like me to.
Yeah.
Get a video of this. Get a video of this. This is where they all are.
I'm sorry. This is funny. Why don't you just take them all?
Calvin, stop it right there. This is mom.
Yeah.
This is the mom.
Yeah.
Now, the kid opens up the trunk of the car. It is stuffed full of Harris Wall signs.
Mm-hmm.
Full of Harris Wall signs that they obviously had been stealing.
Yes.
And that's mom coming out and saying, this is stupid. Here you go, liberals. Here's your signs. Okay, Calvin, pick that up, please.
Here you go, liberals.
And she throws it at him.
It's more than that, actually.
No, it's not. It's so stupid. Just go vote.
It's a felony, ma'am.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It actually is.
Ma'am, please don't throw these at me.
She throws them at him.
Yeah.
Hey,
come look at all these that are in here.
I am. I'm videoing.
These are the guys that have been doing it.
Yeah, no.
And what was your name?
Yeah, I'm not part of this. I'm no. That's
but you live here. You live here.
I live here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just go inside. Just go inside. It's fine.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, if you want them back,
can
they're right
the rest of those, please.
Yeah,
of
they're right here on the ground where we threw them.
Where my mother threw them.
I'm confused. I wasn't part of this stuff, but what makes it a felony?
Because the total sum of these, they're $20 each.
They're $3 a piece on Etsy.
What?
And the total adds up to $189.
No, the Democratic headquarters pays $20 each for these.
So it's $189.
Because I added it up.
So there's a lot to unpack
Whoa.
There. There's a lot to unpack there. But just to recap things a little bit, they put an Apple tag tracker on their Harris Wall sign because they keep getting stolen. And it takes them to this house, takes them to a car. Kid opens up the trunk. Yep, there all the signs are. Then mom comes out and says, well, I'm just tired of this. Here, liberals, take your signs. Throws the signs at them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because of this is edited, the entire piece is about almost 3 minutes long. He looked up how much they were because they wanted to find out if it was going to be a crime.
Yeah. No, when he said, how do you know this is a felony? And she said how much it costs. And he goes, these are $3. He had the information. He knew.
He knew.
He knew. And but what he doesn't know, and if you've ever worked in a campaign, these signs cost. I mean, the fact that they're $20, that's wow. They were $5 back in the day. But still, one, it's theft. Two, just because you're going off of a price online doesn't mean that's the price that the people paid. And his facts are incorrect. And he threw them out so like. Matter like these are $3 on Etsy.
No,
we're not done yet.
No.
Not done talking.
No, so they did call the police.
Yep,
and that part was not filmed, so we're not quite certain what happened at that point. And the article that I'm looking at does not say that charges have been filed. But what I find so disturbing about this is not only the attitude of the kids, but about mom.
Oh, absolutely.
She obviously had no problem that her son and his friend had been stealing signs from around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because unless there was a scolding in there that I didn't hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. There's no scolding before, during, or after. This is, and he is polite.
Oh, yeah.
And he says at one point, would you like me to help you with, put them in your car?
Yeah. After she points out that this is a felony.
Yeah.
This is a felony.
Yeah.
With a nice fine and other attachments.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got super polite. Super polite.
Yes.
Oh, let me help you.
And you're like, no, thank you.
We're able-bodied. Cool. But no.
Yeah.
So, is this good parenting?
No.
Or should, does mom need a good talking to? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Calvin, you got any feelings about this?
Well, I mean, I think this might have been the mom's idea in the first. I don't know how old these kids were. Obviously, if it was his car, they're at least
16.
Yep.
But I just think this kind of behavior always stems from the parents. I saw a different TikTok video of someone filming their Harris wall sign out their window, and like an 8 or 9 year old kid walking home from the school bus walks through their yard and kicks it over. So I'm not surprised.
John from West Bend on the text line listening on WAUK. They should have had the police accompany them to the house. At the end of the video, John, that's when the squad showed up. Yeah. So again, I don't know how this all wrapped up and if charges are going to be filed or if they decided not to file charges. But is this what we want to teach our kids?
No.
Even if it were reversed.
Well,
even if it were reversed, I don't think anyone should be stealing Trump Vance signs either.
No.
I don't.
No.
And I certainly wouldn't encourage my kid to do that.
And I think I said it to you on the show once. When I see the signs of the opposition, there's a part of me that wants to steal them, destroy them, just be mad because whatever. It's that whatever part of your brain. But I don't, for a couple of reasons. One, that I'm part of that problem. And two, I can never in good conscience be angry at this young man for doing the same thing, essentially, for vandalizing, for theft. You don't like it, that's fine, but don't steal the property. And don't And this is all on them. Like the mother, if they're going to drop some charges or if they're going to press some charges, I should say, the mom should be implicated because she had no hand in trying to stop this, discipline or anything. And she was, I think correct. This stems from her. She probably said, yeah, I don't care if you steal signs.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah.
Go have a fun Friday night.
They're liberals. Who cares?
855-752-4842. What would you do if this was your kid? How would you react if it was your child stealing political signs and he gets caught? Are you just going to take him and grab him and say, here you go, conservatives?
I can tell you what I would do. I would say, do you remember every house you stole them from? Because we're going to go back to every single house. You're going to knock on every single door. You are going to put that back in their yard. You're going to apologize. And then whatever they want you to do within reason, whether it's do their yard, you know, pay me back for the money. You give them $20 for the sign itself.
Yep.
Whatever that is, you're going to do it.
855-752-4842. Who deserves punishment in this? If this was your kid, how would you handle it? Very curious. I would like to think we can all agree.
I would.
We'll find out. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume and it goes on over your other clothes. So I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have kicked off the show with something that was all over my socials yesterday. A couple in Springfield, Missouri, which is not a battleground state.
No.
A couple in Springfield, Missouri got tired of all their Harris wall signs getting stolen, so they put a tracker on it. And yes, it got stolen again, along with most of their neighborhood was stripped of their Harris wall signs. The tracker worked, led them to a car owned by a teenager, opens up the trunk. Yep, they're packed full of stolen signs. Mom comes out and says, oh, here, liberals, just take them. I'm so sick of this. Just go vote. And she throws them at them.
Yep. Doesn't think it's a big deal. Doesn't think it's a crime.
No, not shouldn't be concerned about it at all. So I'm curious, if this were your kid, how would you handle this? 855-752-4842. Tom from West Dallas is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. This phrase always drove me nuts in the past, but it's got to be said today. We need to send a message to others. And this woman, that whole family, they need to be prosecuted. They need to be charged so people will realize that this isn't cool. This isn't what we should do. This is not the way we are. But, her complete disregard, or just, you know, throw them at them and say, go vote, liberals. Come on. Let's hold these people accountable for what they do, because we're, unfortunately, that's something that doesn't happen as much or should be happening more of people being held accountable for what they're doing. And that goes from Trump all the way down. They need to be held responsible for this stuff.
I agree, Tom. I think something should happen to the parents for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe she was the one driving them around. Come on, son, let's go have some fun. Let's go steal some yard signs.
Let's make some memories.
Yeah, let's make some mom some memories together.
Well, I think you talk about the accountability portion, but you know what, honestly, if they're going to point a finger upwards to the buck stop here type of mentality, Donald Trump wouldn't be upset with this at all.
No.
He'd be clapping and be like, "Good job. That's rhetoric. That's disgusting."
That's a motivated kid.
Yeah, exactly. I'll hire him.
Yeah, that's a motivated kid. Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. Very much. And from Chippewa Falls, texting in, listening on WAUK, I was in Taylor Falls going to an apple orchard and the Harris sign was vandalized. I'm not going to say what they spray painted on there. I will just say it could have been Arnold Palmer inspired. I thought this was smart. The person left the sign up and then put out another one with an arrow pointing to the vandalized sign that said Trump vandalism.
Yep. That's awesome.
That's not bad.
I love that.
And we had a, last week we got an email from Peg, who is a listener. She sent us a very, very nice email. And the same thing happened to her with her sign getting stolen, but it was just hers.
Yeah.
And she felt really badly about it because she said, now when I look at my neighbors, I have to feel like, who is the one that targeted me for that? And I responded and just said, you know what, Peg, for one thing, unless you have an outside camera, you don't know that it was a neighbor.
Yeah.
You don't. I hate for you to have to go through, you know, go through life full of suspicion every time you look at someone in your neighborhood. And if you're really concerned about it, then get an outside camera. They're not that expensive.
Well, also, I would just, I mean, if you feel safe enough doing it, knock on their doors and be like, look, I just want to know, did you do this? I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. If you say you didn't do it, I believe you. But mine is the only sign in the neighborhood that was vandalized.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would do that.
That's fine.
I don't know that I would want to be that confrontational with my neighbors.
But what then? The point of having a camera to me is moot, other than maybe reporting it to the police.
Well, but then at least you've got something.
Yeah.
You know, this was Fred, the next door neighbor. I know. Yeah. I got him on camera, and but she did get back to me and said that someone within the Democratic Party where she lives heard about this.
Yeah.
And they got her a nice replacement, a nice big 4x4 sign.
Nice.
To replace the one that had been stolen. So that shouldn't happen.
No.
That shouldn't. Not any of us should be doing that. Either side. Any side. No.
Agreed.
No.
Agreed.
Knock it off. John from Oshkosh texting in, listening on WAUK. Sadly, charges will likely be determined by the political stance of the local DA. If it's a MAGA DA, nothing. If it's a normal DA who believes in law and order, charges should follow. As a parent, I'd do what Greg said. The kid would need to return every sign and cut grass or rake leaves of the homeowner. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Andrew from Maine asked, do you have to pay for yard signs? Generally, yes.
Yes.
Unless someone, you know, there have been times where people will say like, oh, I'll give you $1,000 and I'll take all the yard signs and I'll give them out. And that, but usually you have to pay for the yard signs. And like I said, in the Obama election, they were $5 a piece. Now they're 20.
Yeah.
They're going up in price. And that, you know, you do $20 times 60, that's a lot of, that's a felony amount of money right there. And the fact that the kid had that, the fact that we were, when we listened to that audio and he just said, they're $3 on Etsy, and he had a, the number
in
his
head.
He looked it up. He knew he was in within the price point.
Right, exactly. He looked it up to make sure that he wasn't going to get charged with a felony. Calvin? Yeah.
Well, I guess this would be, well, it's a little late now, and B, this only applies to Waukesha County. But I sent, filled out a form on the Waukesha County Democrats website, and I didn't have to make a donation or anything. And then one day, the signs appeared on my doorstep.
Oh, really?
Yep. So they were free for me.
Well, and the thing is, what will happen is they might come and collect those. Then sometimes they will. If they're free, they might take them back. I don't know. So it really just depends. Some people sell them. Some people don't.
Dave from Mequon is on the line. Dave, we're really tight for time here. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
So really quickly in Mequon, unbeknownst to the citizens of Mequon, the city fathers over here passed an ordinance saying that you can't have any temporary signs cumulative more than 15 square feet. And so I got a letter from the city of Mequon, middle of September, saying they're going to fine me $50 to $500, depending per violation per day, plus court costs. And they listed the section 62.
Tom, we got about 20 seconds left. I'm so sorry. We're not going to have time for the rest of this. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez about early voting in Wisconsin. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Continuing labor pain at Boeing, 64% of striking machinists voted to reject the aerospace giant's latest contract offer against the backdrop of the company's chilling earnings report.
The walkout by its union machinists is costing Boeing about $1 billion a month, according to industry estimates, contributing to the $6 billion loss the company's reporting for the third quarter. Kelly Ortberg came on as CEO just 2 months ago and says the previously announced layoff of 17,000 workers may be only a start.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The U.S. says they'll be fair game for the Ukrainians, the White House announcing that as many as 3,000 North Korean troops are now training in Russia. The U.S. suspects they'll be deployed into Russia's war on Ukraine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lowered the minimum recommended age for the pneumonia vaccine from the current 65 to 50. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly 100,000 people cast their ballots on the first day of early voting here in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports more than 97,400 ballots were cast here Tuesday. There are so many people ready to vote early that the WisVote system had some major slowdowns. It was taking longer for poll workers to be able to print out labels that go on each absentee ballot. The chair of the Elections Commission says they've increased their capacity so that won't happen again, but basically said that's a great problem to have, causing the high turnout terrific. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau confirmed that the Department of Justice seized his and his wife's cell phones. This comes after Doug Dinney removed the ballot drop box outside City Hall there in Wausau in September. He says it was totally within the scope of the mayor's office. He says he does not know the current stage of the investigation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season two of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season two will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season one, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, mid-30s in the overnight. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine to start the day, but some clouds on the way in the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement. And friend of the show, Matt Flynn. A look at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, in-person absentee voting, also known as early voting, kicked off in Wisconsin yesterday. And we're going to talk about some of the early numbers coming in. So happy to have her join us for the first time on Matinair on Air. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that we had pretty good results yesterday in Wisconsin for day one of voting, but there was something that we saw on social media yesterday that we wanted to share with you, Lieutenant Governor. We have a clip from a woman in Tennessee, and she got so emotional seeing the turnout at her local polling place. Calvin, let's play that clip, please. Tennessee is voting early.
Yo, this parking lot is packed. I had to drive around three times to get a parking spot, and the lines were all the way around in the library. And I asked the woman when I got there, I was like, is this what it's been like every day? Like, this is like the sixth day of early voting. And she said, oh my God, yes, it's been 7 a.m. There are just lines around the building. People are just in here voting.
Deep breath.
It's the first time I have felt hopeful in this state in a very long time. And regardless of who they're voting for, I'm just proud that the state has finally showed up in voting. A word to the wise, go early vote. It frees up resources to the candidates. Once you've voted, you'll stop getting text messages and emails and phone calls about who you're going to vote for. That's the number one thing. they can spend that money on people who haven't voted or undecided voters.
We're going to put this clip in our show notes so people can watch the whole thing because it's absolutely worth it. I watched it five times yesterday and I cried through the whole thing because she is obviously just genuinely so happy to see people getting engaged. And I'm wondering, Lieutenant Governor, if that's what you're seeing as well.
Absolutely. We broke records yesterday in terms of early voting. We've seen a record-breaking turnout across the state of Wisconsin, and you're seeing that across many different states with early voting. And that makes me very excited in terms of people participating in the civic process, being able to make their voices heard. This is the way that we can have a say in what our future looks like, is to be able to vote. And I certainly have already sent in my ballot. My mother has, my husband has. Unfortunately, my son turns 18 November 20th.
I know.
He's not quite able to vote in this election, but he's a senior in high school, and I have been bugging every single one of his friends to register to vote and to vote early.
That's fantastic. Ooh, so close. Just missing out by this much. Some of the early numbers I saw, local clerks reporting at least 94,736 votes cast yesterday compared to the first day of early spring voting in 22, when clerks reported 33,000. In 2020, it was 79,000. So this is an impressive number.
It is an impressive number. And that's just really exciting for Wisconsin. And I hope people do it. And what your clip showed is right. I know how annoyed some of my friends are with the texts and the calls and all of those things trying to get people to vote. That all stops if you early vote. And so I think that is a good reminder that we can get some of those texts and calls to stop if you go and vote.
And that was honestly something I had never thought of, actually, that if you vote early, because they know, again, no one knows how you vote. They merely know that you voted. But that then those resources can be directed elsewhere, and they can send the door knockers to an undecided house or another home that has not voted. So if you're going to do it, it's a really good idea. And again, so your candidate can free up those resources in the 13 days we have left, because that's all we got left.
Yep. And that's it. It is less than 2 weeks before the election, the most consequential election I think we're going to have in our lifetime. It is so important that people go and they vote. And, you know, for me, it is, there's not even a big choice here. Kamala Harris has a complete plan on what she wants to do for the middle class, how she wants to put more money in our pocketbook. She wants to make sure that she is supporting people from the bottom up and having some economic policies that do that. And it's a clear choice between two different visions for this country about whether or not we want to move into a positive future where everyone has a possibility of being successful, or do we want to sit on negativity and sit on only giving opportunities for the most wealthy among us and hoping it trickles down to the rest of us?
Well, and I would, maybe it's just me, but I would much prefer someone who has a plan as opposed to, I don't know, a concept of a plan, which I don't necessarily find terribly reassuring.
It's not reassuring. And when you do look at what plans are out there, which is Project 2025, we've talked about that a lot. I have, you know, I live in Waukesha County. It's not exactly a blue county, right? It's still pretty red, moving purple, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I have friends, family members who voted for Republicans in the past. And when I talked to them about Project 2025, some of them didn't believe me because of the extreme nature of some of these policy proposals. And so I said, don't believe me. Look it up online. Yep. Go ahead and see it. Here's some, you know, pieces of that. And so what I thought was so interesting is they couldn't believe that this was an actual policy proposal. They thought it was fake news. I said, nope, it's online. It's there for you to read. And so that's how I've been talking to a lot of my friends, family members, neighbors who have voted for Republicans in the past. And just actually got to see Liz Cheney with Kamala Harris in Brookfield in Waukesha County with Charlie Sykes. And it doesn't mean that you have to give up your party to vote for Kamala Harris this election, but the stakes are so high for our democracy that many prominent Republicans are endorsing Kamala Harris and making sure that they're going to have the country that they recognize for the future.
If you're just joining us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is here, and we are talking about early voting underway in Wisconsin. It kicked off yesterday. It goes through November 3rd, correct, Lieutenant Governor?
Yep. And the other thing I want to make sure you mention is that you can register to vote. If you decide to vote on the same day of voting, you can register that day. So don't feel like if you missed the early voting period and you were unable to register that you can't vote. You can register to vote the same day on Election Day.
What was the mood like at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center when VP Harris and former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney were there? I watched the hour. I thought it was really fascinating.
It was great. I mean, there were some supporters there who had already made up their minds, and then I personally invited several friends to come. Who had traditionally voted for Republicans in the past, but don't want to vote for Donald Trump, but are struggling to be able to make an affirmative vote for Kamala Harris. So I invited some of those there, and they're a little quieter, you know, and so they were listening and hearing about what they had to say. And they were just really appreciative of what Congresswoman Liz Cheney had to say, what Charlie Sykes had to say. These are people who they've admired and listened to for most of their lives. And to be able to get that permission to say, hey, you know, if we want to take our Republican Party back and the party functions best in a two-party system, then we have to vote affirmatively for Kamala Harris to make sure we can restructure our party in the traditional way that Republicans have in the past.
And the mood that you saw coming out of the event, because when you talk about Republicans coming to endorse Kamala Harris, I have to imagine that people coming out of there just feel a sense of excitement and hope because, you know, they feel like our democracy isn't going to be,
destroyed,
jettisoned, if you will.
Yeah, destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some excitement and hope to be able to see that at that particular event, to see that you have, and I do think that's brave of Congresswoman Cheney, because there's a price that comes with being, you know, with endorsing Kamala Harris. We've seen that, whether that's death threats from some of the most fervent supporters of Donald Trump. She lost her seat. And so there are real consequences to doing that, but democracy and the Constitution meant more to her than her political future at that time. And I have just immense respect for that.
I agree with you. And I also, it is remarkably telling to me that it seems to be the women are the ones who are stepping up and speaking out and not the men who could do that too. And they could, they could get on camera. They could do what Liz Cheney has done. And we don't hear from them.
Well, Adam Kinzinger and Dick Cheney both supported her. I mean, I'm not.
But there are many, many, many others.
Yes, yes. But there are not none.
True.
There are none. Yeah. There are other men who are supporting her. And, you know, you hear from the people who work directly with Donald Trump how dangerous he is. You've just heard this over and over again. And people from his administration, his own vice president, won't endorse him. That's what is really alarming. And that's why we need to absolutely, absolutely vote early and make sure that your voices are heard and that we can make sure that the U.S. is something we recognize this January, where we're going to have an extraordinarily competent, well-qualified president who has so much empathy for the individuals within the United States, no matter their political persuasion.
And I think it's important that folks remember as well the early voting that happens now and the absentee ballots that you're sending in now, they can't count those until Election Day. So it's not going to be wrapped up by 10 o'clock at night, you know, on November 5th. It's going to be after midnight. And yes, ballots are going to be coming in late, and it's not a ballot dump. There's nothing nefarious. This is how the process works. We could have started counting those ballots earlier. Oops. Except that got killed in the Wisconsin Senate. And that leads me to my next thing, Lieutenant Governor, is the importance of all the down ballot races as well. It's not just the two at the top of the ticket.
Absolutely. So the governor and I have some work we would like to get done. Work we would like to get done for the citizens of Wisconsin. And when we have such an intransient assembly and a Senate that is not doing what Wisconsinites want, that is so frustrating to everybody when I go across the state.
Yep.
And so we have a real opportunity here, number one, to flip the assembly. That's a possibility this particular election cycle. It's going to be tight, but there is a chance of doing it. Not quite the Senate yet, because they run on four-year cycles. But in two cycles, we could flip the Senate. And we would be able to get done what Wisconsinites want. I mean, I'm a nurse by background. One of the things that we have been really excited to try to be able to do is to pass Badger Care expansion. And that means that you all, your taxpayer dollars, that has been spent over almost $2 billion over the biennium, billion with a B, by not passing Badger Care expansion. So it's not only the right thing to do, it's the fiscally conservative thing to do. And over 60% of Wisconsinites want us to do that. And almost, from, I believe it was the American Heart Association talking about this, almost 50% of Republicans want us to do it. So, you know, this is not a partisan issue. We should be able to get this done. And we've been unable to get it done because we've had a supermajority in the Senate of Republicans and almost a supermajority in the Assembly.
That is so irritating to hear those kinds of numbers and realize, again, we are so much more in agreement on many things than we are often led to believe. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is here. We're going to continue our conversation. Stay with us. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. If you're just joining us, our guest is Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Wisconsin kicked off early voting yesterday with some really good results, Lieutenant Governor. Was it a smooth rollout for the most part, as far as you're aware?
So they had a little bit of trouble with one of the servers here in Wisconsin. But rest assured, every single vote is going to be counted appropriately. We're not worried about that. And it was because of the volume. They were able to increase the space on the server and fix that issue. It was a good problem to have in a way, because they had so much volume. But now we know that we need to make sure that our servers can handle it.
And if I did see some articles that said, you know, wait times might be a little bit hefty depending upon where you're casting your ballot. So bring your patience, bring some comfy shoes.
Bring a podcast.
Bring a podcast, something to listen to while you are waiting in line. It is so heartening. It is just so heartening to see so many people coming out and getting involved in the process. Wisconsin's always had a pretty good voter turnout, but it would be nice to see us beat Minnesota, or, you know, just one of the other states, you know, right?
I should make a bet with my lieutenant governor counterpart over there, Peggy Flanagan, and see if we can get the largest percentages.
Because Minnesota does really well, too. They do, as far as voter turnout. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the importance of the down ballot races. And this is something that we've talked about quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The educational portion where they wanted this new literacy program, it's state mandated. And yet there's still the money has been approved. And the Joint Finance Committee just is sitting on the money.
Yeah, there's so many things like that, whether that's PFAS remediation, whether it's the dollars that go to the Eau Claire area to help with their healthcare systems out there. You've got, I could go on. There's so many of them where the money's been appropriated, the budget's been approved, and the dollars are just being sat on. And that is just so frustrating for people who need it. Like, we've already had this discussion. We've already had the negotiations. We agree that this is what we wanted to do, release the money, right? So that we can make sure that we can get those dollars to the communities that need it.
It just really feels like they believe that this money is theirs. And they know best what to do with this money. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I have long stopped trying to get into their heads. I just know that it's not what the Wisconsinites want, right? They want us to do what's right for the citizenship of Wisconsin. And what's right for the citizens of Wisconsin is to release the dollars that we've already negotiated on to be able to help the community.
And I don't think a vast majority of Wisconsinites want complete democratic control either. That isn't necessarily healthy for democracy either. Like you said, yeah. We just want things to function. We want monies that have been approved to go to the projects which they have been marked for. I don't think that's outside. That shouldn't be crazy. That shouldn't be crazy.
That's not a liberal takeover of the government. That's just what it's supposed to do.
It's called governing.
Called governing. Yeah. That is actual governing. Yeah. I mean, and even the example I would give about that Badger Care expansion, even though so many of the high percentage of people who want us to do it, we couldn't even get it into committee to have a discussion about it, much less have a vote on the floor. So that's what I'm really looking forward to in January when we have this new legislature, that regardless of who is in charge, whether that's Republicans or Democrats who has the majority, the margins will be tighter, and there's going to be some incentive to work together, to work for the citizens of Wisconsin. People are going to have to be accountable for their votes. A whole lot more purple districts like the one that I won in assembly. That's good for democracy. That's good for the citizens of Wisconsin.
Folks, go vote.
Yes.
Please vote. And if you are tired, if you are tired of this lack of progress and lack of getting anything done, then vote to make a change this time around. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to tell anybody how you vote. I think there are more silent voters, Lieutenant Governor, than we're aware of, just because they're not the ones with the yard signs and the t-shirts and the hats and all that stuff. I still think there's plenty of silent voters who are going to go in there and cast their vote according to their conscience.
Yep, I believe so too. You know, it's really interesting. My mom, she's going to be turning 80 this year. And one of the motivators for her and her friends was the overturning of Roe. Mm-hmm. Because she saw what it
was
like.
Yes.
Pre-Roe. She had her family right around that time when Roe was passed. And so she knows the danger of that. And I imagine many, many women of her age know that as well, even if they've traditionally voted for Republicans in the past.
I have two sisters who are in their 70s, early 70s, and they had girlfriends who had not pleasant experiences before they were granted the protections of Roe. So I think there's a lot of women within that age group who remember, as you said, Lieutenant Governor, and will be voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Thank you so very much for your time, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. It's really been a pleasure. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Go vote.
Go vote. Go vote. Do it. Do it. Do it. And stay with us. News is coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Green Bay Packers historian Jim Rice.
And Busted Pencils will be exploring the idea of teaching more than dates and numbers.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks for bringing up my surgery again.
Speaking of that, Doug texts in. He says, can you put Gordy's surgery live on the air?
The surgeon told me he does one or two of these surgeries a week. So he's acting like, it's no big deal.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Once or twice a week? Yeah. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.